Governor Rauner has a couple of ideas that are pro-business and business-friendly. One is workman's compensation reform. A second is a property tax freeze. Those presumably encourage business. There's other parts of his agenda that have been caught up in this budget battle that are not necessarily pro-business, or they're just structural reforms, such as term limits for legislators. The pension is a major issue in terms of balancing the budget and fiscal health of the state moving forward, but it's not a business proposition, right? It's a public pension. Businesses don't pay that. The redistricting, which was part of his grand bargain that he was trying to initiate, is not a business-friendly proposal. There's these parts of the Rauner agenda that are not intended to promote business, but are intended to create structural reforms that would more favor the Republican Party. Now, that being said, I'm not suggesting that those ideas are not good ideas. Redistricting reform is, I've done research in this area, I would argue, badly needed. I think we need to take redistricting out of the hands of legislators and create nonpartisan commissions. To take that proposal and wrap it up into a budget discussion is a bit unconventional and sort of perhaps misguided, because that's the kind of reform that we need that is more statutory. It should follow the normal legislative process, right? It's not something that we want to hold the budget hostage over. The same with term limits. Term limits, on the other hand, is an area that I've also done research and I'm not a big fan. I've learned, you know, through careful work that term limits, when they go in place, they tend to embolden special interests, because now we have a lot of green legislators that don't know what they're doing, and the power vacuum that's created is filled by special interests. And that's what we have found happens in states that have term limits. So I support Governor Rauner's redistricting plans. I don't support term limits, not based on personal opinion as much as it is academic work, research in these areas. Property tax freeze is an interesting proposition, because the Democrats had countered almost sort of sarcastically, I suppose, with a property tax freeze for veterans and seniors. That had been part of a Madigan proposal. And it wasn't, of course, what Rauner had in mind. He was looking for a property tax freeze. The issue of urban consolidation and making it easier to dismantle local governments, which has been another kind of sticky wicket in all this debate, they're not that far apart there. The Democrats had proposed a reasonable reform that I think could have easily been part of a grand bargain. So there's a lot of these issues that are not that far apart. The pension reform is probably the number one sticking point. There's no right side here. We can't afford the current pension structure. That's almost perfectly clear. How can you reduce the pension structure for public employees and not break the unions? And that's a tough negotiating point, and I'm not sure that there's a clear answer there.